Now, I went to see the squash great Jahangir Khan play in the Asian Squash Championships in Kuwait 30 years ago. It was about the first time that Kuwait had hosted any championships apart from football. The games were played in a glass court, which is quite advanced for the time, in a warehouse in a very not very salubrious area near Kuwait Airport. Squash has come a long way since then, because Dubai is hosting the Squash World Series Finals at the Dubai Opera House, no less, from June the 5th to the 9th. And in the studio to talk about the event and what sports events and sports marketing can do for cities is Clevin Klipstein, President and CEO of US Squash. A very good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well. Great to be here.
Firstly, what's your involvement with this event?
The involvement with this event is supporting the PSA, which is the Professional Squash Association. They're the World Tour, and we play a large role in promoting the World Tour in the United States. We're about 30% of the tour there.
How big is squash in the U.S.? I mean, in American films and sitcoms, they often head off to play racquetball, but rarely squash. What's the difference, and how popular is squash in the States?
Right. Well, I'm not sure if you've been watching TV there lately, but squash is edging in there a little bit over racquetball. Yeah. Racquetball was really popular in the 70s and 80s, and the difference between racquetball and squash is sort of checkers to chess, where racquetball is a simpler game with fewer boundaries, and the game gets shorter as you get better, whereas squash, the game actually gets longer as it becomes more strategic.
But the ball size different, same sort of equipment, or racket size different?
Let's see. Racquetball is a much larger, bouncier ball and a shorter racket, whereas squash is a ball that literally does squash and makes that noise send people to the corners.
I guess the racquetball maybe is an American sport. It hasn't had the global reach that squash has had.
It hasn't, and my colleagues over at USA Racquetball probably wouldn't be too happy. However, the sport is on decline. It peaked out at about 10 million players in the 80s, and it's down to fewer than 2 million now, whereas squash is on the ascendancy.
Well, having a sports championship at the Dubai Opera House will be a fantastic setting, bang in line with what Jasper Hope, the CEO of Dubai Opera, told us in his first ever interview with Dubai Eye. He said the Opera House is for everyone, and so far it's lived up to that big time, really. It's going to be the first televised event from the Opera House, the Squash Championships. Is this the grandest ever stage, do you think, for a Squash Championships?
Well, I think what the Dubai Opera will bring to it is their team and all the flexibility that they bring in the presentation of the event. I also think that the attitude that is here at Dubai in terms of innovation in presenting things, we imagine it to be as grand a presentation of the event as possible. One of the great things about squash is you can put it pretty much anywhere with a four glass wall. So we host a tournament in Grand Central Terminal in New York City every year for the last 20 years. And we get hundreds of thousands of people walking past the court saying, "What is this? Is it racquetball? Is it squash? Who's involved?" And it's a great way to draw attention to the sport and whatever venue you're in.
Do you do that in the winter when the trains are delayed so people have got something to watch? It'd be a good idea. Great idea, in fact.
Dead in January, yes. It's fantastic. Yeah.
So obviously the Dubai World Series Finals event, that's taking place in June from the 6th to the 10th. It's going to be televised, as you mentioned. Those shows will be shown in the States, won't they? It'll go on TV in the States.
That's correct.
That's got to be great for Dubai to have the Opera House, to have Dubai Opera, to have squash, to have Dubai all over American television. How big a deal do you think can sport be in promoting a place like Dubai?
Well, I think it can be a very big deal for Dubai in terms of its interest here. From what I've seen just over the last few days, how international the community is. Squash is among the most international sports ever. And then in the United States, there's a huge connection to the business community. The roots of the sport are with the best schools in the country, and therefore you have a lot of the business leaders who are involved in the sport, and so they're tuned into what's going on with the tour. It's putting Dubai very much on the radar of business leaders, I think.
You talked about the multicultural aspect of it here, and you know, here we are in a fully English language radio station. Some people accuse us of being too Anglo because of, you know, the presenters' voices and things, but it is, we understate this sometimes, is that we are here to sell Dubai, to talk up Dubai, because we love being here, because it is so accepting. And we sometimes perhaps don't talk up the city enough, because it's just a great place to live. And really, that's part of our remit, actually, to talk Dubai up. Mm-hmm. And obviously, criticism when it's needed, but in general, we're here to support it. And people love living here for that very reason that you just mentioned.
Well, it's interesting. I think it's a great fit with squash as well and the types of things that are going on with the game. For example, this tournament here, the World Series Final, will offer parity in prize money for men and women, which squash does globally now, one of the few sports that does, and it's also one of the largest purses. So that's fantastic. And also, in squash, you have world champions on the tour from five different continents. And in fact, Arabs are leading the tour. Egyptian players dominate on the men's and women's side.
They've traditionally been pretty good at squash, haven't they? As has Pakistanis. And,
absolutely.
Tell me, what's the prize money compared to, say, tennis?
Prize money is, I would call it a fraction of what it is in tennis. So our roadmap is, as we did with parity and prize money for the majors, we'd like to do in 4 years what tennis took 40 years to do in terms of getting parity and prize money at all four majors. Similarly, we are on a trajectory of increasing prize funds. We're hoping to eclipse badminton at some point soon, and then we'll work our way towards tennis. However, tennis and golfers are compensated quite
badminton's
well.
Badminton's better rewarded than squash, is it?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
That's really. How about sponsorship? Obviously, you've got international sponsors. I'd love to hear who they are. And then are you also looking for local sponsors for this event?
I believe the event is looking for local sponsors here, absolutely. And there are some international sponsors of the tour. Typically, each event has a title sponsor, and that tends to be the focus. I think in this case, Dubai Opera and Dubai itself, frankly, are most connected to the event here. And it's a great way to connect people with the community and the business community.
How about the players? Do they get sponsored by Nike and things like that?
They get apparel sponsors. They get industry sponsors, so racket companies, string, etc. And then often airlines and other regionally affiliated companies, I would say.
Well, I used to love playing squash, and I played it a lot. And one issue I have is that it was easier to play squash in the Gulf and Dubai 20 years ago than today. Several courts have been knocked down that I know of. As far as I'm aware, there are no open public courts. And we like hosting these events, but we're not very good at getting into the sport ourselves because of the lack of facilities. And in the sport, UK Sport England will provide between £1,000 and £50,000 grants to clubs to help them out and grow. Is that the same in the US? And how is the sport funded there and elsewhere around the world?
Sure. Well, the U.S. is fairly unique in a lot of ways in that we're a very large country and squash is not well known there. So the first thing we did was increase people's awareness of the sport and make sure the current facilities were being used. But we do provide grant money actually to grow the sport and in fact convert racquetball courts to squash.
Yeah.
And it's a fantastic way. You do need sort of building awareness of the sport, obviously, through events like this, which are fantastic at attracting attention to the city and the sport, but you also need the follow-up.
And of course, we are great fans of sports marketing here in Dubai, and golf, of course, having started that huge trend about 20 or 30 years ago, bringing people into Dubai and being in the public spotlight on people's sports TVs. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming in. This is the Squash World Series Finals at the Dubai Opera House from June the 5th to the 9th. I'm sure a lot of people will be going along just to sample squash in an environment like an opera house, if nothing else, and to learn about the game. Thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us. Kevin Klipstein, President and CEO of US Squash. Your time is appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.